What up? Peace and blessing to the fam, and welcome back to another segment of the Retro Insider Podcast Show. I am your host, your big homie Jared, saying thank you to all of you new and returning listeners all across the globe who are checking in with the content. Now, as far as today's segment, we're going to be talking about the very first Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG of 2020. We're going to go over the shoe a little bit, go over some of the details. I'm going to give you some of my thoughts and predictions on the release and give you some of my commentary as well. Then we're going to round it off, letting you know what's coming up also later this week as far as releases. But anyways, all of that is coming up next. But first, here's a word from my sponsor. Give me something that I like. Come on.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to stitcherpremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us. It's 2019. Ads are optional.
All right, fam, welcome back. And if you are interested in joining Stitcher Premium, don't forget to use promo code RETRO for your first month free. Now, with that out of the way, let's get into the topic of today's segment, which is going to be the Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG, the Black Satin, which, as I stated in the intro, is going to be the first high OG of the year. Now, as far as the shoe is concerned, it's going to be a retail price of $170 here in the U.S., and yes, that is $10 more than what we're used to seeing. And as predicted last year, there has been a $10 price increase on all the high OGs. So like it or not, that is the case. Now, the colorway is going to be black, gem red, black, and white. And the shoe, I believe, will also be coming in grade school sizes. I'm not sure exactly how much those are going to cost. But if I assume maybe 120, 130, maybe even 140. But stay tuned closer to the release date, and I'll give all of that info in the How to Cop segment that will release a couple days before it releases. Now, as far as the details of the shoe, as I stated, primarily a all-black upper with some hits of red. Now, the materials are going to be a mix, as the name suggests, of leather and satin. Now, the portions of the shoe that will be satin will be around that heel collar area, the midfoot area around where the Nike swoosh is located, and also at the top of the toe box. Now, the rest of the shoe is going to be that leather around the toe box and then around the back heel and that little strap area where the Wings logo is located. That's all going to be black leather, the Nike swoosh as well. So, yeah, I think personally it's going to be a great looking shoe. Can't wait to get it in hand and see how it looks. Now, like I said, there are hits of red also. There will be red laces that come with the shoe out of the box, but I think there's going to be an additional set of black laces also included. Then also the Nike Air logo on the tongue, that's going to be red and black. And then on the Wings logo, it's going to be a red redesigned, reworked Wings logo that kind of looks like a patch located on top of the shoe. So some people don't like it. I'm actually a fan of it. It makes the shoe look a little bit more premium, if that makes sense. So yeah, if you want to see more images of this particular shoe, of course you can check out the Retro Insider on social media at the Retro Insider Instagram and Twitter, and also the retroinsider.com. we have a release details page where we have all of this information and more regarding the shoe. So yeah, the shoe is going to be coming, I believe, all across the U.S. I don't think there's going to be limited numbers, but stay tuned closer to release date for more of that info. Now, me personally, I really love the look of the shoe. It looks good to me, and I don't know if I'm biased because I have something in my closet right now that I think we're going to be perfect with this shoe. But as far as the hype, not much hype going to be associated with this shoe as it stands for now. Now, things could change. We might find out that it's super limited, and of course everybody's going to go crazy for them. But right now, it's probably going to be similar to the Bloodline release that happened at Black Friday 2019. So past two releases, the Jordan 1's kind of been cooling off, but I promise you that's all going to be changing in February with those releases. But for now, we get to possibly walk into a store and get a shoe without too much going on, too much frantic, you know, people out in the stores around this time. Now, I will predict that anything, of course, under size 10 is going to sell out. But a lot of the larger sizes, I think they probably will sit at least for a little while. But yeah, I forgot to mention also the midsole of the shoe is actually white, which breaks up some of that black. But we do have a black outsole. So check out, like I said, images all across social media. So that's it for this particular shoe. The next part of the segment, we'll take a look at what's coming up this week as far as releases. So stay tuned. Hey, now, before we move on, let me apologize and say I did not give you guys the release date for those high OGs. So that's going to be January 18th, 2020 in a couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Now, looking ahead to shoes that we'll be releasing this week, we're going to start it off with the Air Max 90 OGs that we'll be releasing on January 9th, which is this Thursday, for a retail price of $120. We got two different colorways. One is a women's exclusive, one is a men's in grade school. So let's talk about the men's in grade school pair first. That's going to be the Vault in the OG form. We have the white, the gray, the black with the hits of the highlighter yellow. If you're a fan of retro runners, no matter what brand, you have to have a pair of these in your collection. Not a lot of hype associated with them. No resale value really with these, but if you want a pair, these should be fairly easy to get. 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Nike sneakers. And then, of course, same time online with Foot Locker and other stores like that. They should have some of these in store as well. So check with your local Foot Locker or Foot Store to see if they're going to have a pair of the Air Max 90s coming out. Now, the second colorway is going to be Hyper Grape, which is pretty much the same color blocking, but instead of the highlighter yellow, you have that Hyper Grape, a very dope looking sneaker, if I do say so myself. Once again, if you're an OG head, ladies or fellas with small feet, you got to get you a pair of these. You got to have them. So I don't care how little hype or how little resale value these have. These is for the real sneakerheads. If you're into retro runners and sneakers, you got to have you a pair of these. And these will be releasing once again Thursday, January 9th, 2020. Now, looking ahead past the 9th, we have, of course, this Saturday, the reverse He Got Games coming out on the 11th. So on Nike sneakers, that will be available for a retail price of $190 in men's. Not going to be hard to get these at all. Probably won't even sell out. Might even go on sale. But I will suggest, if you want a pair for personal, this is for the reverse He Got Games and the Air Max 90s, do not sleep. So, you know, just go ahead and get your pairs out of the way. Don't try to risk it if you really want these. Don't try to wait and then, you know, be disappointed and have to go on resale just to get a pair. So, yeah, these are going to be retailing for $190 once again. And I'm not really too fond of the shoe. I just, you know what I mean, just black and white, not a lot going on. And the 13 is a great shoe, especially the Flints that's going to be coming up later this year. But as far as colorways like this, I can definitely sit on them. But don't let my opinion deter you. If you like the shoe, if you want them, go get them. Now, this shoe is going to be available first come, first serve, probably at all the foot sites. So it shouldn't be a problem waking up on Saturday and getting them joints if you want them. Now, yeah, so at this point in the show, let me know what you guys think about any of the shoes that we discussed in this segment today. So, of course, in the show's description, there is a link where you can send us a 60-second voice message letting me know exactly your thoughts, what your thoughts are, rather, on these particular shoes. Now, that's it for today's segment, guys. If you have stayed and listened until the end, thank you so much. You are the real MVP. I promise you that. You are loved, at least by me, you know, anyways. But hope you guys have a great rest of your day or evening. Until next time, y'all take care, stay humble, and proceed.